so that we could walk in newness of life, so that I can put aside my past, and so that God looks at me and I can be the righteous, because he looked at me like that from before I was even born. And that seems strange, but that's how it is in the scriptures. If you don't know that, well, then you probably should continue studying with me, because I will teach you. I've had people get offended. You say, all right. I was like, well, whatever. You know, Christ is in me. Christ will teach you through me. Is that any more humble, really? I know where my gifts come from. I don't even want to acknowledge, you know, I acknowledge the things that God has given. But it's vain. You know? Yeah, it's like, he's going to do it through me. It's like, I'm not going to make it a law whereby I become falsely modest. And that's where they become beguiling and enticing. I don't want to entice you. I'd just as soon offend you. Okay. Steadfast walk in him, rooted and built up. Established in the faith. We are built up. We're established with this firm foundation. You got to be established. You know, stabilized. Not, you know, as Paul says, blown to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Tossed to and fro. Like a ship upon the sea. Like a grass in the wind. Blown left and right with everything that comes your way. Some people are like that. Their faith is so just tossed. And you know what? God has made it a rough sea out there, I'm telling you. There's all kinds of voices. There's an army running around. An army of preachers. It's God's army, but they're not God's ministers. The ministers of Satan. But all their authority comes from him. And that's how they get that. How do you think they have the power to be on every television? They're on the radio. They're on the television. They're in the bookstores. They're coming in the walls. They're coming around the windows. They're climbing up the doors. They're everywhere. And then there's me and my brethren. Who hears us in the midst of such clamor? If you can hear us, boy, blessed are your ears. There again, I hope I offended somebody with that. But blessed are your ears. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Okay. I'm so thankful for the things, really. And you will be too. When God gives you these gifts that he has intended for you, you will have so much thankfulness in your heart, and the peace of God which passes understanding. Verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, and the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh. Hold on, I'm going to go read that again. I just want to dwell on verse 8 for a second. Beware lest any man spoil you, rob, spoil, steal. Philosophy. That's philosophia. It's a Greek word. It means the love of wisdom. Like I said, there's a philosophy of the scriptures, and I teach it. I love the wisdom of the scriptures. That's my philosophy. And it teaches me. And then I repeat it. Vain deceit. Vain means empty or delusion. The tradition of men, the rudiments. Oh my Lord. How I could speak on this. How I could go on of all the deceptions out there. You got the rapture teachings. You've got every one of those ministers on television. You've got the traditions of men. Oh my Lord, the Catholic Church. You've got the Lutherans. All these people with their traditions that they follow, right? You've got the tradition of dying and going to heaven. You know, I'm going to fly away. the tradition that says the resurrection has already passed, meaning all your loved ones are already in heaven. That says the resurrection is already passed, man. If they're in heaven, the resurrection is past. And continuing, obviously. Past doesn't necessarily mean it's done. It's just that it's past, you know. It's not a future event that we're waiting for anymore. It's something that's going on already. They've erred concerning the faith, saying the resurrection is past. Anyone who teaches that when you die, that the people are up in heaven looking down and so forth, they're liars. That's not what the scripture teaches. Anyone who teaches you that Christians are not going to stand in the evil days that are to come, and what are often called the end times and so on and so forth. Anyone who teaches you that Christians are going to be fleeing from that is a liar. They're not even Christians. So what would they know what we're going to do? They're not even among us. They just claim that name. I was telling my wife the other day, I'm like, you know, maybe I should stop calling myself a Christian. Maybe I should just say I'm Christ so I could offend people. Because that's all Christian means. It means a little Christ. It was meant to insult them somewhat. Because really what you're saying is, I'm the image of Christ, see? That's me. That's what I'm supposed to become. Now, I'm not saying I've already attained to that. But that's, you know, but I'll tell you what, there are moments when the Spirit of God falls on you, man, and it's like, and there's no sin in that place. You know? I haven't fully attained that, meaning in every walk of every moment of my life, I'm not there yet. It's my honest assessment. But I know that I will be. And it's only a matter of time. God is going to form Christ in me. And honestly, once I get there, I don't know that I'm going to tell you all about it, necessarily. Lest I should be seen as one who boasts too greatly. But I'd rather let my actions speak for myself. As Christ did. Christ didn't come around and say, look at me, I'm so righteous. He said, God only is good. Why do you call me good? That he would deny being good. When we know Jesus was good. He was a good man. Don't be mistaken. He was good. For in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Of course, God is good. So since the fullness of the Godhead is in him, Jesus was also good. See, that's that verse I was talking about. Now you look back, the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. And here it says, and in Christ, all the fullness of the God. There's times in the scripture where there's this distinction drawn between the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And there's also these times in the scripture where there's no distinction drawn at all.